The building is out of sight on such a misty day. 在这么一个迷蒙的日子里，那建筑物我们是看不见的。The building is out of sight on such a misty day. Okay, next word. Proceed. Proceed is intransitive verb. 这是一个不及物动词。And continue. Particularly after stopping. 它特别强调停顿之后的继续。表示进行继续某事，常和介词 to 或 with 搭配连用。For example, let's proceed to business. 我们继续干我们的事情吧。You must proceed with your work. 你必须干你的工作了。如果强调从什么着手开始，继续 proceed from. They proceeded from lesson one. Okay, next.Proceed 如果和 against 搭配连用 ，against 表示反对，起诉某人。他决定起诉他的这个邻居。He decided to proceed against his neighbor. Okay, now it's our time to study the text by heart. 熟记台词。Some plays are so successful that they ran for years on end.Some plays are so successful that they ran for years continually. On end, continuously, 它表示连续的，主要是位于具体的时间之后。For example, he sat there for hours on end. 他在那儿连续坐了数个小时。We had hardly anything to eat for days on end.We had hardly anything to eat for days on end. 连续几天我们几乎没吃什么东西了。这是 on end 的第一个语义，主要是用于时间名词之后表示连续的，相为 continuously。那么有些剧目呢十分成功，以至于连映好几年。On end 的第二个语义，竖着 ,that means upright. For example,The cat's fur stood on end. 这猫咪的毛都竖起来。The cat's fur stood on end. Okay, now translate my sentence, please. I got a big shock, so my hair stood on end. I got a big shock, so my hair stood on end. 我吓了一大跳。以至于我感到毛骨悚然。We learned the key structure in lesson 24. 那么这个表达方式我们要到24课学习。Now move back to our text. In many ways, this is unfortunate for the poor actors who are required to go on repeating the same lines night after night. Let me say, the actors are so poor. They are so unfortunate. Why?Because they are required to repeat the same lines over and over again. I should say, what they do is boring. 那我应该说他们所做的事情确实是让人感到很乏味。那么不幸的是这些可怜的演员们呢被要求重复同样的台词一夜连着一夜。对 who are required to go on repeating the same lines?Night after night, 限定说明了 poor actors. 那么在这里做定语 who, 相当于 actor, 关系代词做主语不能省略。OK, now translate a sentence, please. 这位被要求背诵这首诗歌100次的学生真的很可怜。A student who was required to recite the poem 100 times is really poor.Okay, now next sentence. One would expect them to know their parts by heart. Everyone would expect them to learn their parts by heart. 那么根据我的示意，请同学们注意 ，learn by heart, know by heart， 都表示把什么牢记在心。For example, The sentence is so important that you must learn it by heart.
那么这个关键的句子是这么的重要，你必须要它背熟。这个语句是我在课堂上经常用到的一个表达方式。在英文当中，有关于 heart 系列短语是非常常用的，请同学们注意如下的表达方式： heart and soul， 全心全意的，全身心的。 For example， we serve the students heart and soul， 我们全心全意的为学生服务。 take heart， 鼓起勇气，恢复信心。 lose heart， 失去信心。如果我们表达 lose heart to somebody， 那么它并不表示失去信心，它相当于 give heart to somebody， 倾心于某人。 For example， the boy lost his heart to the girl。 Next， put one's heart into something 表示致力于某事。 Nothing is difficult if you put your heart into it， 世上无难事，只怕有心人。Have one's heart in one's boots， boots 靴子。那么这个表达方式我们不能直译，不能说把心放到靴子里面去。 In Chinese， 提心吊胆。 For example， He had his heart in his boots when he went out alone at night， 当他一个人在晚上出去的时候，他是提心吊胆。 OK， now please move back to line 4。那么每个人呢都觉得这位演员已经把台词背熟了。 I never have a cause to falter， 没有任何理由结巴的。 Yet this is not always the case， let's say yet this case is not like this， 然而情况并不总是如此。 A famous actor in a highly successful playwas once cast in the role of aristocrat who had been imprisoned in the Bastille for 20 years. 这里的主语 a famous actor. In a highly successful play, 介词短语做定语，就是限定 famous actor. Was once cast in the role of aristocrat. 那么这位在一出非常成功的戏剧里扮演贵族角色的演员 who had been imprisoned in the Bastille for 20 years who 定语从句用来限定 aristocrat 这位著名的演员扮演了一位贵族的角色，这位贵族被监禁在巴士底狱长达20年之久。 Now you should learn how to paraphrase it. A famous actor in a highly successful play was once cast in the role of aristocrat, and the aristocrat had been imprisoned in the Bastille for 20 years. In the last act, 在最后那一幕 a jailer would always come on to the stage with a letter, which he would hand to a prisoner. 注意 which 所指代的是 letter.A jailer would always appear on the stage. 那么一位扮演监狱长的人要出现在舞台上，手里会拿着一封信 with a letter. 他会把这封信交给这位囚犯。And he would hand the letter to the prisoner. Even though the noble was expected to read the letter at each performance. Even though, 相当于 even if.Though 或 although， 虽然这位贵族在每次演出当中都要大声朗读这封信， He always insisted that it should be written out in full， 然而他却总是坚决要求这封信要全文写出。注意 at each performance， at every performance， 在每次演出的时候， insist thatinsist 坚决要求 suggest 建议 order 命令 demand 要求 require 要求等等，这里表示建议要求希望等等的动词和 that be 从句搭配的时候， that 从句中必须出现 should 加动词原形的虚拟，这是一种虚拟语气结构， should 可以省略掉。 So he always insistedthat it be written out in full.
full. In full means fully, completely, 全能写出。One night, the dealer decided to play a joke on his colleague. Play a joke on somebody, 开某人玩笑 play a trick on. In order to find out if, after so many performances, he had managed to learn the contents of the letter by heart. That is it. The actor wanted to know whether his colleague had already recited the parts.
那么这位演员想知道是否这位同伴已经把这台词背熟了。
The curtain went up on the final act. On the final act, in the last act.
那么在最后那幕幕布拉起。
It revealed the aristocrat sitting alone behind bars in his dark cell.
露出了这一幕贵族独居一人坐在这个铁窗之后。
Behind bars. Just then, the dealer appeared with the precious letter in his hands.
With, 这是我们在第六课所讲到的 with 的独立主格结构形式。手里面拿着一封珍贵的信。
The writer used the word precious just because the letter was really important for the actor.
那么之所以作者用到 precious 这个用词，它是表明这封信对于这位演员来讲确实是很重要的。
He answered the cell and presented the letter to the aristocrat.
递给某人 hand to,
present something to, pass to. But the copy he gave him had not been written out in full as usual.
As usual, 没有像往常那样被全文写出。
It was simply a blank sheet of paper. So it was just a blank sheet of paper.
只是一页白纸。
Don't forget, the actor was playing a joke on his colleague. The dealer looked on eagerly, anxious to see if his fellow actor had at last learned his lines.
Look on, 旁观。Look on eagerly, 渴望地注视着。
Anxious to say,
形容词短语做伴随状况状语，说明当时这位演员的心情是非常的着急啊。
The actor, the dealer, was anxious to say if his fellow actor had at last learned his lines by heart.
那么这位演员很着急的，渴望的要知道他的同伴是否把台词背下来了。
The noble stared at the blank sheet of paper for a few seconds. Stared at, you know, fixed his eyes on.
两眼一眨不眨地盯着这页白纸。
Then, squinting his eyes, he said.
他用 ing 形式，他和 said 这动词是同时发生的，所以做方式状语，伴随状况状语。眯上眼睛，他说道
The light is dim. Read the letter to me.
光线太暗了，把信的内容读给我听听。
And he promptly handed the sheet of paper to the dealer.
Promptly, you know, immediately, 马上把这页纸递给了这位监狱长。
Finding that he could not remember a word of the letter either, the dealer replied,
Now I want to paraphrase the sentence. 我想给同学们来简单试一下这个表达方式。现在分词做状语的用法到现目前为止。同学们应该很熟悉了。
Because he found that he couldn't remember a word of the letter either, the dealer replied.
因为他发现他的这位同伴信里面的一个词也不记得，这位监狱长答复说
The light is indeed dim.
光线确实很暗。I must get my glasses. 我得去取眼镜。
With this.
说完这话
He hurried off the stage.
他匆匆忙忙离开了舞台，下了舞台 hurry off.
Much to the aristocrat's amusement.
Much 用来加强语气。使得这位贵族相当感到滑稽可笑的是
The dealer returned a few moments later.
一会儿这位监狱长回来了
With a pair of glasses and the Euro copy of the letter.
带回了一副眼镜，连同平时用的那封信
，which he proceeded to read to the prisoner.
Which 指的 letter.
He proceeded to read the letter to the prisoner.
那么然后呢？继续为囚犯念起这封信来了。
I should say.The actor played a joke on his fellow actor in the same way.
那么我应该说，这位演员是以同样的方式开了他的同伴的一个玩笑。
Then, for now, I think of a famous proverb. He laughs best who laughs last.
这个著名的谚语表达得很清楚，笑到最后的才是笑得最好的。Okay, so much for the text.